This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. So far, so good. Yeah, everything seems to be working. I'm enjoying that. And it's Wednesday, so that means, this is the time of Arbalest Quarrel. Joining me from Arbalest Quarrel, once again, Stephen DeAndrea, Roger Katz. Hi, guys.
Good evening. Hi, Bill.
Bill.
So, what's in the quiver of the quarrel? Is that grammatically correct?
I'll let you know what we just published, and we're probably going to see it on Amaland pretty soon, and let's talk about this a little bit tonight and then pop in and out and see if there's some other good topics. But the topic that we'd like to start with is the fanatically left-wing progressive Democrat anti-gun Andrew Cuomo. He wants to do to the nation what he did in New York State with the New York Safe Act. He wants to create a United States Safe Act. Right, Roger?
You're absolutely right. That's his goal. And with a Democratic Congress, he will definitely be able to accomplish that.
Is everybody out there listening in states other than New York? Because you should be.
No, we'll continue.
You're right.
Well, okay. Is there something going on that I don't know about to where it's looking like there's going to be the blue wave after all? Because everybody's saying that's sputtering.
Yeah, no, we're not saying it's doomsday, Bill. We're not saying that. But what we are saying is what we've always been saying. Let's not let our guard down. Let's not be complacent. There is a lot to lose. Anything is possible. And yeah, we've got some really nice results in the general elections throughout the United States. Some good voting gone our way. But what we are concerned about is how this governor of New York State could actually get some momentum going on, and how he could get governors on his side in states that go along with him, and that's what we're talking about. And I think this article, and by the way, it's a minor miracle, Roger. We got him down to 1,500 words. It's readable.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question now. This is the thing that would really concern me. Besides the states that already has Cuomo on their Christmas card list.
There's about seven.
Okay, so which new states are out there that are saying, I never have thought of it that way. Let me take a look at this. Send me the literature. Is there anybody new coming on board with
that? Rhode Island, from what I understand, has just joined the bandwagon. And even though that is a New England state, it's pretty far away from New York and New Jersey.
Right.
In Connecticut. I mean, it's still out there. That's a good question. We don't know yet because we have a lot of research to continue doing, and Roger's the best at research that I know of. So we'll get some answers on that. But, we know California for sure. We know Oregon is listening, and we know that Washington State is listening, and probably Hawaii. So if we want to get away from the Northeast, all right, and we're not talking about the South, and we're not talking about the Midwest. We are certainly talking about the far West and that island out there that happens to be a state, Hawaii, where I won't go and spend a dime of my money because I'm boycotting Hawaii. That's it.
Have you finally found a place you won't vacation at?
Well, Hawaii.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you this question then. And Where do you think all this is going to come? Now, Cuomo, this is nothing new. Cuomo, he's a despot without a doubt. He's a tyrant. I don't know why the people of New York don't think that, but he is.
The people in New York are divided. Bill, you know that. There's New York City. There's the major cities like Buffalo and a few satellite cities out there where there are lots of people that are, looking for their handouts, and the Democrats give it to them.
Sure.
And they're the ones that vote Democrat. But then you get the rural part of the state, and, you know, we got a lot of good people. So New York State, unfortunately, you know what? The city should secede, or the state should secede from the city. I mean, that would be great. And divide the state into two states. But when you talk about New York, it's New York City. It's a lot different than New York State. So everybody's got to understand that, too. New York
right.
State is a huge state. It's like Texas. But, it's not Austin, Texas, all right? Because Austin, Texas is pretty liberal, too, the state capital. But yet it's far, and in between from Houston or Dallas or anywhere, or San Antonio, where everybody's packing and happy that there is a Second Amendment. So let's keep that in perspective, please.
Well, so in New York City, what is the population? What is it, 9 million?
7 to 9, let's say. Yeah, 7 million.
And what's the overall population of New York State in that case?
We can look that up. We'll fact check that. Well, hey, that sounds pretty professional.
Nice.
We'll get back to you in the next segment on that. Roger,
Nexus,
you got your
Nexus.
Computer on? Yes, sir. Hey, we sounded like reporters now.
Just then. If I just had some typewriter background, sound effects, we'd be cooking. Now,
Have my IBM Selectric 3.
So the population of New York, 2017, 19.85 million. So theoretically, numerically, there's the numbers there to defeat him if
That's
everybody
right.
but New York City didn't want to vote for him.
Yeah, and then like I said, Buffalo, you got a lot of handouts there, too. You know,
right.
entitlement, the entitlements. Yeah, so, even if you divided it like almost in half, 50-50, if everyone got out there and voted, yeah, we'd win. We would
right.
win.
Here's some statistics from Wikipedia. I don't know how accurate, but I'll go with this at the moment. With an estimated 19.85 million residents in 2017, it is the fourth most populous state. New York City makes up 40% of the state's population. Two-thirds of the state's population lives in the New York metropolitan area, and 40% lives on Long Island. So I don't know what percentage. I think it would be also interesting looking at metropolitan New York, even if a substantial portion of the city is very liberal, would support Cuomo, how many would represent a conservative base?
You got to have about a million. You got to have about a million, because a few years ago, 71,433 people were licensed by the New York City Police Department, aside from retired law enforcement and active cops, to have a handgun. So 71,000. So let's round it off 100,000. Add on the rifle shotgun permits, another 200,000. So you got a quarter of a million people that we know are pro-gun. And then I would say you got a million people that are probably conservative, and we could add that. But another question is, who do we have that's going to run against them? What Republican, conservative, and or independent is running against him?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm not hearing about anybody running against him.
Yeah, the only
except
one we hear
Nixon.
About is another Democrat.
Nixon.
And
yeah.
She's apparently to the left of Cuomo.
You guys hang on a minute. Let's hold it right there at Nixon being that far left. Arbeloz Quall, they have a mission. And if there's anybody more energetic about their mission, well, I'd like to lay eyes on them. That would be something to see. So check them out at ArbelozQuarrel.com, featured writers at AmmoLand.com. Why am I thinking Guam? Calm. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to the gentlemen from Arbalest Quarrel, two-thirds of them anyway. As we continue to try to stop the contagion that is Cuomo. Now let me ask you a question. What would happen to Cuomo's dastardly design if this Ninth Circuit thing is allowed to stand and all of a sudden a bunch of people say, well now wait a minute, the Ninth Circuit says that open carry is constitutional. that we don't need permits for that. Now, how do you have a SAFE Act when everybody in the state can carry a gun?
The question is, really, what would Congress do then? Basically, of course, we go back to the basics of the three branches, and the court, the Supreme Court, interprets the law. So what would happen if Congress would legislate and simply say that essentially the New York SAFE Act is the law of the land?
Well, okay.
And all right. And actually, it would be attacked. It would go up to the Supreme Court. And, of course, it depends who's on the Supreme Court. If it was Merrick Garland instead of Gorsuch, we know what the result would be. Fortunately, we do have Gorsuch. We do not have Merrick Garland. And hopefully soon we'll have Brett Kavanaugh. And that means that if there were any attempt, if the Democrats got into office, took control of Congress, the House, as well as the Senate, and Cuomo was able to use his influence together with a little help from Feinstein and Schumer to really impose a New York SAFE Act on a national scale, obviously there would be immediate assault on that. There would be an appeal on the ground of that particular statute being, or a set of statutes being illegal.
Well, let me ask you a question. If it did get taken up, I mean, what you're theorizing is that they would take it up like they. I mean, this is a Second Amendment case, and it's basically where somebody has challenged something based upon constitutional grounds, and then your theory is that Congress would take that up like it's sort of. I mean, if Congress did that, you're going to have a civil war.
I agree.
You would have a civil war. And then the other part, though, is that why would they take it up? That's like, you know, in a First Amendment case, if somebody's out there saying, well, the First Amendment's valid, that the Congress is going to get out there and rule something that isn't, that makes the First Amendment.
Look how far we've gone even now. And actually, we look at the threat against this country, even with Trump in office. We could see the power that is being is coming to bear against his administration, against the Bill of Rights, and I see the threat really coming from three particular avenues, which is why Cuomo has the power that he does. Anyway, we have first of all, as I see it, the centrists. And that would be the centrists of both parties that are either sitting this thing out or basically all they care about is making money, however they do it, as globalists. And they don't care about whether the country is really torn apart or not. As long as they have millions of dollars in their pocket, they can always go off to Belize to live if things get really bad at home. Now, the other, then we have is the second huge group, the illegal aliens. And I can actually talk about illegal aliens, make a whole segment of this. But consider this, that according to the Center for Immigration Study, 383,000 children are born of illegal aliens each year. All right? And multiply by that by 10, you've got 3.8 million. By 100, that's 380,000. That's 10% of the population. And just
one.
Imagine that geometric.
That's 1% of the population.
Well, at any rate, the 383,000 fans state right now is about 10% of a boost to the United States in any given year, even if it's 1% of the population, that's true, of the total population. But in terms of births, it's 10% of the population in any given year, 383,000. And let's face it, these children, they don't speak English. Their parents are migrants at best. They're low-skilled workers. They've come to this country for wealth. They have absolutely no comprehension or understanding of the Bill of Rights, of our history, of our culture, of our ethics. That's the second group that we have to be concerned about. And then there's the third one that we hear about on the news constantly. These are the leftists, the true progressives that include the anarchists, the Antifa movement. It was mind-boggling to me to hear the mainstream media refer to these people as basically anti-hate groups, when in fact they hate Americans, they hate what we stand for. They hate everything about this country. In fact, for all intents and purposes, they've revoked their citizenship. You have them chanting, no borders, no walls, no USA. It's just unbelievable. And yet, when you think of these three big groups, and you think of the mainstream media that gives these different segments, the kind of power that they have. That's why Cuomo has a voice box, why he's able to command the attention that he has. So it's a real, real threat to our continued existence.
Let me get you to hold on the real threat to the continued sure. existence. Barbarousquarrel.com, that's where you can find what they write. They also are featured writers at Amoland.com, and they come here once a week. Sometimes it's just Roger, sometimes it's Stephen and Roger, but regular guests. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
Today, the White House announced it revoked former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. Former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says there's also one thing you have to remember about security clearances.
You're not entitled to the clearance. The fact right. that you once served for the government doesn't mean that you're entitled to retain a security clearance. And so the administration, as I said, the president has the authority to make the decision.
The suspected terrorist accused of plowing through cyclists outside the House of Parliament was recently kicked out of a university. The Sudanese immigrant is continuing to be questioned by the authorities. Aaron Cohen is a security analyst and former member of the Israel Defense Forces. He says what we saw yesterday in the UK is a new form of terrorism.
You just don't have to belong to a terror group anymore. We've been saying the term, and we've said it, you know, dozens of times, you and I, lone wolf. And I think there's a next evolution that's happening here. And so
you're listening to USA
Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I wanted to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to the guys from Marvelous Quarrel. Looking at what might be threatening the Lady Liberty as we go along. I had to interrupt you in the middle of all of that, so if you'd like to pick up where you left off, that's fine.
Yeah, basically, Bill, what I'm saying is that there are three huge groups in this country that represent a existential threat to the continued preservation of the Constitution and a free republic. And as I was mentioning to Stephen earlier, when we talk about the threat posed to the Second Amendment and to the Bill of Rights generally, we can't consider the threat in a vacuum. We have to see the threat in terms of an attempt to destroy the very fabric of our country, its history, its culture, its ethos, eventually its constitution and the republic. And one of the things that I go back to has to do with this concept of citizenship. On the one hand, when we look at the leftists, they say, well, look, anyone who wants to be a citizen is a citizen if they consider themselves an American and they either come here, whether it's legal or illegal, they're naturalized or not, or they happen to drop a kid here. On the other hand, they also make the point, well, citizenship doesn't really matter. We're citizens of the world. And essentially, if you're going to do away with borders, and, of course, the globalists would argue for that, which is why we do not see any attempt to have strong enforcement at the border by either the Republicans or the Democrats, because each in its own way is happy with the way things are. We see, though, a constant degradation of what it is that makes America truly American. And it goes to our culture. It goes to our history. It goes to
our Constitution. And what we see that our statues are removed. We have even foreign dignitaries that are considered somehow American, and we should put up statues. I think there was this one individual. I think it was a dictator in Haiti. And I forget his name right now, but it was on the news, and there's an attempt to set him up as a big hero, even though apparently he was killing and murdering the white population of his country. But that's okay, apparently. So at any rate, we see a definite attempt to restructure, evaluate what this country is or is supposed to be. And I also point out, Stephen had mentioned to me, a friend of his had brought my attention, his attention as well, to a comment that Cuomo had made on Monday. It was posted on the Daily Wire. And Cuomo, attempting to poke fun at Trump, was saying, "We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness." And then he adds, "We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged." And you got to ask, what does he mean, fully engaged? If he's talking about the
Antifa movement. I'm not worried about the Antifa movement. The Antifa movement is only going to work and only going to be able to function correctly the way they want to work in blue states. That's all that's going to happen, because they're going to keep they keep happening in Charlottesville, they keep happening in Portland. That's fine. They can happen if they try to go into the Midwest or to what they would call flyover company. They're going to get their clocks cleaned. They will. So the next thing that comes up is with Cuomo. See, with Cuomo, Cuomo, once he gets out of the seven states that you guys have identified, he's toast. Nobody's going to listen to him. And yes, as far as the border is concerned, the Republican Congress right now is they're not willing to do anything about it. They're not willing to build the wall or anything. How many of them are quitting in November? Because there's quite a few of them quitting. There's quite a few of them quitting. They don't want to be a part of Congress no more.
They have to quit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, considering everything that goes on there, as long as they're not in the Freedom Caucus, all the rest of them, I mean, the perceived good ones, Trey Gowdy, I know Trey Gowdy. He's a very popular guy. He's a very photogenic guy, and he gets a lot of press time. And he has done absolutely nada in Congress. He has not passed a bill. He's not written a bill. He's not seen one from beginning to end. He's served as a chairman and in a lot of committees and been on TV a lot and asked a lot of good questions. But as far as what he has accomplished, what he's pushed through, nothing. So he's quitting. And as far as I'm concerned, okay, I get it. I fully understand why he's quitting. Because, one, he said out loud, "I'm quitting because I haven't done anything here." And he's going to go back to work.
Corker, is he another one?
Yeah, well, but I mean, all of those that are going to step away, the first thing that I would think would be that clears the way for the Democrats. But the Democrats can't win nothing. They can't win anywhere. They get out there, they're claiming moral victories every time they lose.
Yeah.
Which at the end of the week, it's one loss. It's not who won morally. Okay, you guys sit there and you won morally, and we're going to Washington. We're going to be legislating. So Trump, like his courts and like his cabinet, is starting to attract legislators like him. Right?
Well, I'd like to see Jim Jordan as the majority speaker if the Republicans could hold on to the House. That would be a great start.
I'm glad Ocasio-Cortez is going to be in Congress. She's going to win. She's going to be in Congress, and I'm glad she's going to be in Congress. I'm glad Maxine Waters gets a lot of press. I'm glad Nancy Pelosi gets a lot of press. I'm glad that old Schumer gets a lot of press, because everything these people are talking about either takes us, you know, to Venezuela, or we go back to you know. Now, nobody in the United States has the stomach for the economy to be turned on its ear. And that's the problem they face. All of this stuff you're talking about, without a doubt, yes, they want to do that. The only problem is, whenever you've got the media out there trumpeting what they've got to say, just remember that right now you're probably talking to more people on my show than are watching CNN right now. Just remember that. So,
there is an important point to that, or a code, I suppose. I'd like to.
We got 1 minute. Or we can pick it up on the other side. Just start it now.
Remember Brett Stevens. Brett Stevens is a commentator, writes editorials for the New York Times.
He's supposed to be conservative. He's a never-Trumper. Yeah.
Right. And, well, more than that, he's the one that said that we ought to repeal the Second Amendment.
Sure he did.
And then, as if that wasn't enough, he emphasized that. But he since then, in June, I believe, wrote an article because, and I don't know if I can't believe that he was really concerned about the socialists, except that he felt that, with the big mouth that they have, they're going to lose any chance that the Democrats have of taking the House.
Hang on right there. About losing any chance. ArbalistQuarrel.com. I like to think that sometimes I stimulate Roger's thought process. And then he writes something about it at ArbalistQuarrel.com. And then it gets republished at Amoland.com. And that's pretty cool. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel as we continue on throwing, turning things over, making them this way, that way. So who's in the batter's box this time?
Steven. Okay, thank you.
yeah, give him a chance.
Let's get back to Cuomo. I have a question for you, Bill.
Sure.
Let me make sure I understand this. Are you saying or do you think that people in states other than, let's say, like New York, where we have a governor like this and he passes this draconian type of law called New York Safe Act,
sure,
which is a terrible burden on all New Yorkers and of course, people in the city of New York. And we liken this to, let's say, a city like Chicago, where you have off-the-wall violent crime, and you got a mayor that just doesn't allow people to have guns. There are no gun stores. And yet criminals have guns. And it's interesting too because Bruce Willis just came out with a new movie, Death Wish. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Well, he played Charles Bronson, yeah.
Yeah, but a modern version as a surgeon who lost his wife and took the law into his own hands. It ended out pretty well. But my question is, we do have Andrew Cuomo in New York.
Yeah.
And New York is an important state. It's the financial capital of the world. What happens in New York does affect many states. We see that now with the NRA lawsuit.
Sure.
And Cuomo proudly talking about, well, you know what, if the NRA goes away, I'll remember it in my prayers and thoughts, or thoughts and prayers. Do you think that people out there in the United States don't really care or don't think it's important what happens in New York and states like New York?
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm trying to understand it.
Okay.
I want to make a point.
Okay. Well, the premise is that Cuomo's like a contagion and he's going to try to spread his philosophical outlook on the way states should be run and certain amendments should be administered to or done away with. And, that's just not going to happen. Where in the states where they already are restrictive, of course they're going to go with him. They're in a contest with him. New Jersey's in a contest with New York. New York's in a contest with California. California wants to beat them all. And then you've got places now in the new liberal bastions like Washington State, where you've got a lot of Silicon Valley billionaires up there that buy these laws, right? They buy the laws, and they fail. They fail all the time. In Nevada, they went in there. How much money did Bloomberg spend in Nevada? About $2 million. And they got it passed. They got it passed, except they found out that they couldn't actually do it. They passed the law, but only to find out they couldn't actually make that happen. So then they shelved it, and it's not even in place right now. And that's the problem with trying to export this stuff, is when they start putting it together, when they get out there and say, well, we want to have a referendum for universal background checks. Somebody's got to say, is this logistically feasible? Is the FBI going to do this for us? Do we have something in the state that keeps this from happening? They can roll in there and say, well, we want to keep everybody safe. But if that train of thought was prevalent amongst the United States, then we'd be talking about fighting Hillary Clinton because she would be the president.
And Bill, this is exactly our point in our recent articles. Cuomo realizes what you're saying, and you're right on target. I'm glad I asked the question, and I'm glad you responded accordingly. You're 110% correct. So now what does he do? He is brilliant in a way, even though, you know, he's a very smart, intelligent guy, and he's a lawyer, and he's been around a long time, and he had his mentor, his father, another progressive. Okay. What is he doing? He's what we talked about in the beginning of the program. He's calling up fellow governors of other states and saying, you know what? I need you to come with me and get on the bandwagon here, because we need to convince Congress that in order for us to do what we want to do, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to get in through the back road, let's say, or the back door.
Is he calling the governor of Texas?
Well, probably not yet. No.
Is he calling the governor of Oklahoma or Alabama or?
No, I don't think Oklahoma. No, I don't think so. Not yet. Not yet.
The big problem here that they face. Let's say that you're right, and he gets as many states that voted for Trump to go along with this, and they pass this law. I think there's like 45 states that have shall issue.
Right.
And so are we going to go back and unwind that in the United States? Are we going to be going after those 17 million people? And for what reason are we going to go after? Because they've been reckoned to be the most law-abiding in the United States. So if it's about public safety, the facade comes off. A lot of these places don't have assault weapon, quote-unquote, bans.
I agree with you again, but wouldn't it be a nice thing if we could get somebody to run against him and get him defeated, wouldn't that be nice? Guess what? You would be able to come to New York and your dream would come true. You'd be able to strap on that handgun of yours and carry it.
Yeah, Stephen, let me jump in here. What we need is national handgun carrying reciprocity. If we already have 35 states,
If
we have a Republican Senate, it's not doing anything.
Well, that's because they're politicians. And I'm waiting for this Young case. I'm waiting to see what happens. If they go en banc, guess what happens next? If en banc turns them down, guess what happens next? It's going to go to the Supreme Court. They got four votes to consider it. They'll get five votes to make open carry constitutional. And then New York, New Jersey, and all these other places. Well, then, for all of these other places that have not been upholding Heller, they've been going up against Heller, all these other places will then all of a sudden wake up, and they'll know what it feels like to be Washington, D.C.
Okay, so everything goes to the Supreme Court. We got to get Kavanaugh in, and hopefully
I don't know that it's going to go to the Supreme Court, because when they did the Peruta decision, the prevailing wisdom was it was going to be Clinton as president. So she'd be appointing the Supreme Court justices. But since Trump has been elected, they've stifled the 10-round capacity on magazines in California, where everything that was grandfathered was now banned. They've upheld that the San Jose Police Department can be sued for channeling all of the Trump supporters into the Antifa mob. And they found out that it's constitutionally perfectly okay to open carry. Concealed carry is something they can regulate. Open carry is bearing arms. So I think they're looking at it and saying, we're going to get shot down, and we might get shot down pretty soon. And I don't, you know, the only hope that nationally they have of not having it go bad is if they don't turn it down in bunk. That's the only hope they've got. If NBank comes in and says, oh, well, you know, we find against the 3-judge panel. Okay. Hey, Kavanaugh, where's a good place to eat in D.C.? We'll see you guys there. So, I mean, they have really wrote. And you're right, Roger, national carry reciprocity would do it. But we don't need Congress to do it. We've never needed Congress to do it.
Yeah. I think we're about due for another major Second Amendment case at the Supreme Court.
Oh, well, that's coming. And as soon as this one, if they send them this one, then the Colby case is going to is going to reemerge, and all these other cases are going to reemerge.
Four votes to get cert.
And they will get them, and they'll have them. So it's going to be a beautiful thing, guys. We're running out of time. We got to find somebody to run against Cuomo, no doubt about it. But New York is a better state than Cuomo. I'll say that unreservedly. New York is a better state. And you deserve better than Andrew Cuomo.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you for showing up today, guys. We'll talk soon. All right.
Thank you, Phil.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented wear counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.